This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi continues and he says, do not weep for something in life that made your heart weep. So do not weep from accidents and loss and reasons for grief and bereavement and so on. Just say, oh Allah, compensate me with good in this life and the hereafter. Right? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Sadness, he says, sadness departs with a sajda. Happiness comes with sincere dua. Allah does not forget the good you do, nor does He forget the good you did to others and the pain you relieved them from, nor will He forget the eye which was about to cry, but you made it laugh. Now, if you think about this beautiful advice, it's like Yaqub alayhi salam, when Yusuf alayhi salam was lost and his sons informed him that he had been killed by a wolf, eaten by a wolf. Now imagine how traumatic that would have been to the father who loved that son so much that not only was he not going to see his son ever again, not only was the son dead, but he died in this horrible way. But what was his response? He said, Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ilallah. He said, verily, my sadness and my tears are only towards Allah. I give my sadness and I weep my tears and I complain only to Allah, not in front of others. The reason is that when you complain in front of others, you demean yourself. When you complain before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you honor yourself. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh, another one of my most favorite scholars, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause me to inshallah meet Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh in Jannah inshallah. Absolutely steeped in wisdom. So Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh, he was walking down the road and he saw a man. He saw two people in conversation and he happened to overhear something, and he realized that they were that one man was complaining about his life to the other man. And Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi says, what a strange person you are, that you complain about Ar-Rahman to the one who has no Rahman. You complain about Ar-Rahman to the one who has no Rahman. You're complaining about the most merciful Allah to somebody who is a human being. What is the comparison between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and whatever, mercy or pity? Usually it's pity that people feel for you if you go and complain to them. So why do you do that? Number two, when you complain about your worries and your problems to people, what can the people do to change that? People cannot change that. People cannot change your heart. People cannot take away. If you lost something, they can't bring it back for you. They can't do anything. People are helpless, just like you. So you are helpless and you want to talk to somebody who's also helpless. What sense does it make? Talk to the one who can actually do something for you, who can actually change your life, who can actually change your destiny, who can actually change what you have, who can change that completely. This is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Yaqub alayhi salam says, I do not complain to you. I don't cry before you. I cry before my Rabb Jalla Jalla. So, then he says, sadness departs with the sajda. SubhanAllah, I know all of you have done sujood. We all, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Muslim, so we make sujood. But just do that sajda with consciousness. Do that sajda with this awareness of what does it do to you. Right? Think about that. What is my sajda doing for me? Just the action of putting your head on the ground before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a relieving action. It's such a comforting action that there is nothing in the world which compensates or comes close to or is like the sajda that we make before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why sajda to anyone other than Allah is haram. Not to anybody, not to anything living or dead, not to anything animate or inanimate. Sajda is only and only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to make us among those who are always in sajda, physically as well as psychologically, mentally, in every way where we submit completely and totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us about the sujood in the way where he said, the first thing he said to Musa alayhi salam was, innani anallahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa aqimis salata li dhikri. He says, verily I am Allah and there's no one worthy of worship except me, so establish salah for my dhikr, for my worship, for to remember me. And what is salah? Salah is sujood, salah is sajda. So this is something that is so beautiful. Get used to that. Enjoy that. Right? Bow down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best time for sujood, especially when you are in need, is tahajjud. So make tahajjud fard on yourself. Make sajda. Make a lot of dua, sincere dua. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an account of everything that we do. Allah does not forget anything good that we did, whether it was for His sake or whether it was for the sake of other people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward every single one of those things. There's nothing that Allah will not reward. So therefore, make sujood and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward. Because this is the beauty, this is the whole beauty of Islam, which puts us directly in touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from whom nothing is hidden and to whom is our return. So, making sure that we make sujood starts with our fard salah. Make sure that we never miss a fard salah. Make sure you pray the fard salah at its correct time. Don't delay it. And as far as possible, pray it in the masjid. And for the men, I'm saying, the women can pray at home. And then tahajjud. Make tahajjud fard on yourself. Read some Quran every day. Send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because one time, if we send for every time that we send durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salam on us 10 times. Every time we send salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salam on that person 10 times. Now tell me, how can you or I come to any harm if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending His blessing on us? So, increase that blessing by increasing the salam that we send on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as possible, especially on Fridays, but all that every day. Make it one of the beautiful habits as part of our dhikr that we send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah does not forget. Allah does not forget what you did for Him. Allah does not forget what you did for what you and I did for other people. So let us maximize that. And finally, the way to deal with all sadness is to remember that this will end. This will end. This sadness will end. Just as happiness ends, but sadness will end. It's never forever. One day we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what comes thereafter never ends. So these two very important things. One is that this will end. And the second one is that will never end. And that's why it's so critical and so important to make sure that we don't spoil tomorrow for the sake of today. By taking shortcuts, by doing wrong things, by oppressing others, by denying people their rights and so on, let us not put ourselves in a situation where our actions today become a liability for us tomorrow. do not let today's actions spoil the reward that we will receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. That is the most important thing. So this whole, our faith in the akhirah, our faith in the life after death, our faith in the ghaib, is a huge comfort for us in this dunya. It's a, it is a shield for us from all sin. It holds us in check from carrying out excesses, whether it's in happiness or otherwise. And it also is a comfort for us in terms of stress and difficulty. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our faith and belief in the akhirah and to make it ever stronger. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased and never to be displeased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.